Biden campaign posts fake accomplishments list, including debunked hoaxes, to mock Trump on his birthday. By Nick Gilbertson on June 14, 2024. President Joe Biden's campaign taunted former President Donald Trump by releasing a list of 78 mocking accomplishments for his birthday on Friday. The list promoted the bloodbath hoax, where Trump was speaking about the economic bloodbath that would befall the American auto industry that he believed would occur under a second Biden administration due to his radical electric vehicle policies. Mainstream media and the Biden campaign were quick to take Trump's words out of context and falsely claimed he was threatening political violence. Donald Trump would be the first presidential candidate to say there'd be a bloodbath if he lost, reads one of the bullet points on the Biden campaign's Trump birthday list, the first page of which was posted to X by Politico's Adam Wrenn. Two other examples of hoaxes are listed on the page, including the falsity that Trump suggested Americans inject themselves with bleach during the coronavirus pandemic, and the Charlottesville Fine People hoax. Breitbart News has previously reported on the falsity of the bleach claim. Trump never told anyone to inject bleach, much less in their arm. Nor did he tell anyone to ingest bleach, another common Democratic Party talking point. On Thursday, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, claimed, falsely, that Trump told people to swallow Clorox. As Breitbart News has noted, and as the transcripts of White House press briefings confirm, Trump was discussing the future use of experimental ultraviolet light technology to disinfect surfaces and remove the coronavirus. The UV technology is already being used to disinfect offices and other spaces. Trump wondered openly whether it might be possible to inject UV light into the body, a technology that is currently in development, and which was reported in the media just days before. When he was asked a follow-up question about whether he thought disinfectant should be injected into a person, Trump said no, it wouldn't be through injection. We're talking about through almost a cleaning, sterilization of an area. Regarding the Charlottesville hoax, the list states, Donald said there were very fine people among the crowd of white nationalists and neo-Nazis who chanted Jews will not replace us in Charlottesville. Breitbart News senior editor Joel Polak fact-checked this claim in August 2020. Determining it was false after Biden said that Trump called neo-Nazis who were at Charlottesville very fine people. Watch, Joe Biden confronted on Charlottesville fine people hoax. As Polak noted, President Trump repeatedly condemned the neo-Nazis in Charlottesville in August 2017, totally. Moreover, the neo-Nazis were not the only violent group in Charlottesville. The clash was not with those standing against hate peacefully, but with violent, black-clad Antifa extremists. As to very fine people, Trump had been referring to peaceful protests both for and against the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Along with the hoaxes, The Hill notes that the Biden campaign's list also pointed to Trump's felony convictions in the New York Business Records trial. According to The Hill, Biden campaign spokesman James Singer mocked the 45th president in a statement. Happy birthday, Donald. You're a crook, a failure, a fraud, and a threat to our democracy, economy, rights, and future, he said.